Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic on tour. Now, I am sitting outside a lovely pub in Lambeth called the Jolly Gardeners. And if Tyr Kir and his cronies have their way, then soon you won't even be able to sit and smoke outside this pub without having to endure a £150 fine. It seems quite obvious what this is going to do. It is going to ruin even further the public house, as lots of people like to have a drink and have a smoke and enjoy themselves, and they won't be able to do so. They won't be able to smoke at all anywhere near the pub, so they'll stay at home. And in this video, I'm going to tell you the real reason why Keir Starmer wants to do this. But before I do so, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you also subscribe on my Substack, thejollyheretic.com, where I put the most spicy content, the stuff I dare put on YouTube, in-person interviews, films, and if you like what I do, you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. And when I say a pint of beer a month, I mean a pint of beer a month in a normal place, not a pint of beer a month here in Lambeth, where it's ridiculously expensive. Right, back in the video. So, why does Tyr Kir want to ban smoking outside pubs? There's a number of key reasons. The first reason is simply control. He wants to shut down pubs. Pubs are dangerous. Pubs are where the working man can get together with other working men and discuss his genuine feelings, discuss how he feels about the decline of Britain, discuss how he feels about mass immigration, discuss how he feels about our increasingly dictatorial, anti-freedom, anti-British, anti-English government. Pubs are where, in a sense, a kind of mini-revolution, a kind of restoration might be fermented amongst ordinary English people who have had enough of the destruction of their country. Part there, they can say their opinions, they can express themselves, and they cannot be, as occurred with the riots and people using social media, they cannot be arrested for that, they cannot be prosecuted for that, they cannot be persecuted for crime think, for hate crime, and so on. They can simply talk to each other about how they feel, pretty much our monitor. That is dangerous. I remember that Keir Starmer, he hates the working class and he despises them. These are people, as studies have indicated with the left wing, who are highly Machiavellian, who are all about power, who previously saw the working class as a way of people with whom they could collaborate to gain power over their own class. But now those people have betrayed them, those people have voted Brexit, those people have low status, those people disgust them, and so they can't stand them. So they want to shut down the public house so that working class people can't express their genuine opinions. The second reason, I think, is just to make people miserable. What is more enjoyable for an ordinary chap than a bit of a drink and a bit of a smoke? Let's take that away from him after his hard work working day so that he can't enjoy himself, he can't relax, he can't meet up with his mates, he can't do the evolutionary match of meeting up with people like him and having a drink and having a smoke and having a laugh. He can't do that, so he becomes depressed. And the evidence indicates if you become depressed, then you lose all, life loses all meaning, you lose your sense of drive, you lose your sense that things can get better, and you just wallow in this continuous cycle of further depression, such that you don't feel you can really do anything to change society. But it's in his interest, Keir Starmer, to have a population who are deeply depressed, and who are just fatalistic, who won't rise up, who won't try and change things, who won't try and take their country back. And that is the second reason why he wants to get rid of smoking outside pubs. The third reason, I suspect, is just resentment. What predicts smoking? What predicts smoking and drinking? One of the key things is extroversion. Extroversion means you enjoy life. You feel positive feelings strongly. Life for you, it's a fun thing. And if you're a leftist, we know the studies indicate leftists are high in mental instability, they're high in neuroticism, they're high in negative feelings such as resentment, they're high in narcissism, which is caused by the fact that they feel intense negative feelings, so they have to tell themselves that they're morally perfect in order to cope with these negative feelings and suppress these negative feelings. These are very unhappy people, and there's nothing worse for an unhappy person than watching lots of people being happy outside a pub, having a bit of a drink, a bit of a smoke, and a bit of a laugh. It's awful. It reminds them of how unhappy they are. So isn't it better if they shut down the pubs? And isn't it clear, by the way, it's not a matter of health. That is complete nonsense. It should have been obvious. It's a matter of control. It's people that want to control other people because people who are uncontrolled are dangerous, and the acts of doing something a little bit unhealthy can be seen as almost a mini rebellion, a loss of control. And these are people that are fearful of a population that they they want to suppress, that they want to control. These are people with high neuroticism. They fear everybody. They fear other people will try and kill them and destroy them. That's why they're so Machiavellian. That's why they want power, because they fear other people. And these people, therefore, they need to control them. Now, what are you doing with the excuse is, oh, it's to do with health. That's clearly nonsense, because the moment people started giving up smoking, people, of course, became fat. They became fat because we are evolved to be moving around. We live in a technological society where we're not moving around. We take cigarettes, we smoke cigarettes. Cigarettes are an appetite suppressant. We take away the cigarettes. Of course, people are going to get fat. So you just move from one form of addiction, cigarettes, to another form of addiction, food. And they know perfectly well that that is bound to happen. All that will happen if they ban smoking outside pubs and few people smoke is people just get more fat. So it's nothing to do with saving money for our NHS. It's nothing to do with anything. It's a matter of control. These are resentful, authoritarian people, and their desire to ban smoking outside pubs is symbolic of this. They want to shut down British pubs in order to shut down the possibility of British people enjoying themselves, British people discussing their feelings, British people being able to get to the point where they can articulate how dreadful things are under this authoritarian two-tier Kirsten regime and do something about it. I hope it's been interesting. I'll see you soon. And have a little drink and a cigarette, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?